Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Talking about, Pats, Sox, Celtics, Bruins, Revolution, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
COL, Slovakia.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The world has got World Cup fever. We have it here in the studio. Australia is playing someone or other.
Denmark, Fred. Denmark.
Okay. And so we found out that Bird, we asked him to do a bit earlier in the week where his only instruction was to go to any Irish bar around his house and find people from Ireland who might not be great fans of the English national team and have them kind of go crazy. And Bird texted Dan, our producer, and said, the island isn't playing. It's England playing. So the island didn't make it.
I received the audio, and I had no idea what it was. It was just him talking to a guy saying, hey, can you tell me about the Ireland game? And he goes, well, Ireland's not playing. It's England. And he's like, oh, okay. And that was essentially the bit. So I don't know what he was trying to do, but now I know. Now I understand that he was told one thing and did something completely opposite.
Yeah, and we told him there's no pressure to get audio. I mean, just, you know, it's a 2 o'clock game. You live right around there. Just, you know, pop in and see if you can find any drunks. And instead, he just found normal people that informed him that he was wrong and sent the audio to you.
What did we hear yesterday? By the way, the one thing about the World Cup, Dan, can you, what was the story about? Because there's sometimes where you, the one thing is somewhat interesting for all the wrong reasons about the World Cup is that the pressure that a lot of these players have to live under to perform well. And we've seen all this stuff happen in the past where they come back to their country, they're not treated very well if they, you know, shank a goal or something.
Well, Iraq,
like that.
They had Saddam Hussein's son, who it is talked that he, like, cut players.
Yeah.
And then dumped them in the sewage.
What was the story you told me yesterday?
Well, we were in our meeting afterwards, and it must have come up on the screen. Fred, you noticed it first. Yeah. But it said something from the president of the Saudi Arabian Soccer Federation said they have been disappointed in their performance so far. I think they played yesterday too, though, and that the players would be dealt a severe penalty when they returned home. And that was it. That was the quote.
Yeah, they lost 1-0, so I can't believe that they're that upset about it.
They lost the week before, 5-0.
Yeah, to Russia. Because all of a sudden, Russia is the biggest team in the world.
Well, they set up Russia with an easy group too. That's part of it.
Well, they got to play. They played Uruguay yesterday, didn't they?
No, they still have to play them next. Yeah.
All right. So, Rich, we found out that Bird's not so great with the abbreviations of the countries.
No.
Paraguay. Paraguay.
Paraguay, I think, was what he said for people from Paraguay. Yeah. So, let's. I asked him, and these aren't all World Cup teams, but these are definitely teams, or these are definitely countries that have been in a World Cup before. So, we wanted to say, if someone from the United States of America is an American, I will give you the country, and you tell me what you call somebody who lives there. And so,
and then it got real race.
Someone I don't like. So let's go ahead and take a guess as to how many of these you will get.
You will
Fred.
Get none right. Okay, but it's more of the what we think he said.
It's the journey.
Because to be quite honest, some of these I'm not quite sure what the right answer would be. I just know that I probably wouldn't answer what he answered.
Okay, here we go.
Give you the name, Bird, of a country,
uh-huh,
and you tell me what people from that country are called.
What do you mean?
Like if I said America, United States of America, you'd say Americans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. All right. Start with Serbia.
Okay, that seems pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Say Serbians, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Sure.
Okay. So he will say Serberuski.
I think it's Serbs, but either way.
All right,
Serbs, either way.
Serbs, fair enough.
Yep.
Okay. Either way, you might not know the answer, but it would make some logical sense.
Sure.
Serbia.
Serbanians?
Okay. That's not
okay. Okay.
That's not that. No. No, it's not Serbanian.
All right, here we go.
Uruguay.
He's going to say Uruguayans.
Maybe.
Uruguay.
Ukrainians?
Ukrainians.
Yeah, Ukrainians.
Okay. They just moved right. countries. All so, right. yeah. So,
he's really into, like, those Baltic countries.
Ukrainians? Ukrainians.
It's a weird fetish.
Yeah.
Ukrainians?
Ukrainians is what he said. He makes it Uruguay and Ukrainian. Ukrainian.
Ukrainians?
That's when he was in elementary school and people would be coloring. You use those Ukrainians?
Those Ukrainians.
Do you go to Ukraine?
Panama.
Okay.
We all know that's Panamanian.
Correct.
Okay, so he's going to say...
Pancakes.
Pans.
Panama.
Panama. Panama people? I don't know.
Well, technically,
people.
He's right.
Yeah, they are Panama people.
That's
sure.
exactly what they are.
Okay, so he didn't try there.
That was a name a country slide. And that's yeah. in people.
Yeah, he just he said, why even try? What's the difference?
Sweden.
I mean.
No, this one's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he say?
That's the question. What does he say?
Sweaters.
Swedenanians.
Sweaters. He'll say sweaters.
He's going to say Swedenanians. Okay. I'm almost positive he says Swedenanians.
Looking at Rich, this is a good one.
I'm betting anything. I said Swedenanians.
Somehow I think this is above and beyond
just
that.
Just because this one's so easy.
I know.
Yeah.
But.
Sweden.
Swedish. Sweden's? Sweden? Yeah, Sweden's.
Sweden's.
That's worse than Swedenanians.
Sweden's. It's where Jody's from.
Cut it out.
Sorry, a lot of meth there.
Well, she's over that now.
Yeah, all right. She's had some bad days.
Good.
Denmark.
Oh, now that's hard.
Okay, now Denmark's a tough one.
That's hard.
It is tough.
Yes.
I don't even know what the answer
Danes.
Is.
Danes. They're Danes.
Okay, so if I would have thought about it, I could get it.
They're Danes. That's okay. That is a tough one.
All right,
but what will he say?
All right, so this is Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Denmarkians is the easy one.
Denmarkians, right.
Denmarkians, that's easy. That's the easy answer.
He's going to say Dens.
Okay.
Denmark.
Or he'll give up.
his brain will just shut off. Denmark.
Denmarkians.
French, you nailed it. He said Denmarkians. Very good, John Wallach. How
there
about
go.
That?
I got one.
You nailed it.
I got one.
All right. We continue with Bird.
Peru.
Peruvians.
Correct.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Peruse.
Well, he just said he just said Denmarkians. One would think he would get Peruvians.
I'm going to say as one would peruse the Mike's Roast Beef menu.
I see.
Okay.
Or Paragu. Maybe the Paraguayans?
Back to Paragu.
Peru.
Peruvians? I don't know.
Peruvian. Now he's just, his brain's just starting to shut up. He's starting to get lazy. Peruvian.
He's just saying the same thing over and over again. Just anian to anything.
Peruvian. Yeah, to then.
Netherlands.
Okay.
It's so hard. Netheranians. I
no,
don't know.
No. That one's.
They're
that
the Dutch.
That's the Dutch.
That's
if
the
you're
Dutch.
From the Netherlands, you're the Dutch.
He'll not in a million years get one letter of that right.
All right, here we go.
Netherlands.
No, I wasn't saying they're Netheranians. I was guessing what he was saying.
Okay,
yeah, I'm not that dumb.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was saying Netheranians is what I believe he's going to say.
Netherlands.
Netherlands? Oh, my God. Was it Netherland?
Mm-hmm.
Netherlandians? Netherlandian? No. Leather. I got leather on my mind. I don't know why.
Well, I know why.
I'm thinking about Jewish priest.
I know why you have leather.
You're hell-bent for leather.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about my whole foot. I got leather on my mind. Leather Tuscadero. Leather Tuscadarians. I got leather on my mind. That should be a song by Loverboy.
Ooh, right. Sweet cheeks. I got leather on my mind. Come on!
Leather. I got leather on my mind. I don't know why.
So what was his answer? Netherlanians? how about Israel?
Israelians.
In fairness, where would you run into an Israeli around
here? I have
no
idea.
Yeah. In fairness, where in Boston?
Slovakia.
Where in Boston could you run into someone from Israel?
Panama people? I don't know.
Panama people, yes.
Leather. I got leather on my mind. I don't know why.
And then that snort. He's got that little spoon around his neck.
Serbanians?
Well, Bird, you've given us a little content this
Paraguay. Week. Wait.
Paragu.
And then he goes, that's the sauce. You cut out the part where he goes, that's the sauce.
That's the sauce, right? The Paragu?
Yeah.
The sauce?
That's the sauce. Paragu.
COL. Slovakia.
That might have been the most mind-bending of all of them.
That is quite mind-bending. All right, Rich, what do you want to get to next?
Let's get to, there's a little more out about what the Celtics are going to do this evening. There's some more heat on this whole moving up for the number four pick. We have some more reports coming in and what the Celtics might end up doing. And also a little bit of Marcus Smart news as well. So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fists this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 Sports Up, Rich. We are people who've been in radio for decades, and with that, you know the power of garbage.
Yep.
In that you can go to appearances, and for as little as a Panama Jack shirt back in the day, girls would perform on each other without any request from any one of the DJs.
I have seen grown men knock small children out of the way for a T-shirt that had some sort of product endorsement on the back of it that they'd probably wear three times, and that was only when they painted. I've seen a man almost fall off of the 300 section balcony of a professional sporting event because little umbrellas or little parachutes that were holding T-shirts came falling from the sky, and they just absolutely had to have one of those free T-shirts. But sometimes things backfire in a way that maybe they didn't intend. This is out of Philadelphia. And, you know, sometimes these free giveaways, you know, they leave a little bit of a damage. So let's take a listen.
A hot dog and a head injury. On Monday, the Green mascot shot a free meal high into the stands with his iconic cannon, hitting a Montgomery County woman square in the face.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so hang on. This is the Philly fanatic. The Philly fanatic.
He hit a girl with a hot dog in the face.
Yes, that's not something I'm sure you'd want to film and release. The Philly fanatic ended up shooting the hot dogs.
Did
she stomp
on it afterwards?
Nah, maybe not, D.A. And,
did she fart on it?
No. And it hit this woman in the face, and you should see her face. She's jacked up. Like, her whole entire right eye is black. She's got this huge bruise, like, between her nose, like, right on the right between her eyes, right on the top of her nose. Like, this thing hit her, and she must have just sat there and not reacted at all,
no,
or had
she probably
no idea
ran
the thing
towards
was coming.
It like a lunatic. It looks like she could use a hot dog.
I mean, look at her face.
Look at that beautiful painting behind her, too.
Well, I mean, that's very classy.
I stole that from a Best Western.
Hitting a Montgomery County woman square in the face.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought a hot dog could hurt.
Kathy McVeigh did get hurt, and by a hot dog.
It just came out of nowhere. It was like And hard, yeah.
On Monday night, McVay was seated behind home plate when the Philly Fanatic started firing hot dogs, real hot dogs, into the stands. Keep in mind, the Fanatic's hot dogs are wrapped in duct tape, and one landed squarely between McVay's eyes.
They're wrapped in duct tape?
It sounds delicious.
So it won't just sit. That's the first thing I thought of, and then I read an article about it. Apparently, they do that, A, so they'll carry and into the crowd, and B, so when they get there, the hot dog won't disintegrate on contact. So you can actually unwrap it and eat it.
But duct tape is difficult to get. Do you need to, they give you scissors as well?
I don't know.
Right. That does sound like a pain in the ass. I need to see how fast these things are launched.
Because well, if it's out of a cannon, I would think pretty fast.
Oh, but the T-shirt cannon is just like, phew, kind of a light little launch.
It's actually out of a Civil War cannon.
That's right.
But the T-shirt, I mean, it's what wrapped in a rubber band or whatever it's wrapped
right,
in?
Right.
I mean, I think the hot dog could be a projectile there, wrapped in duct tape.
I just don't know how you get the duct tape out.
Yeah.
I mean, duct tape is you know, there for a reason. It can cover up holes.
Because, okay, so usually the Philly Fanatic is launching them, like, up in the air. So they have, like, a little bit of a, you know, arc, and you can see it coming.
Some of the momentum off of it.
I mean, it sounded like it was, like, a direct hit.
Yeah, if she's sitting behind home plate, he wasn't that far away.
Well, there's a net there.
So she couldn't have been that close. I mean, if she was behind home plate.
So you got to lob it over the protective netting to get it there.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if she was behind home plate, she would have had to have been at least 30 rows up to be in any kind of...
In the splash zone, as
it were. And you can't fire it directly.
No.
I have a feeling maybe something else is going on.
She got hit somewhat by something else.
Yeah. I have a feeling there are witnesses.
No. It's like when the guy's spitting the sandwich.
And then next thing I know, he shot it in our direction, and bam! It like hit me like a ton of bricks.
Move.
Yeah, I have an idea. How about like acquire some sort of reflex?
Were you just like stunned? Did you scream for 3 seconds? No!
Right. You know, there's this new thing called putting your hands up.
I mean, she's admitting it's a different story. She said, I was talking to somebody, right. And I had no idea it was coming, but she said she saw it launched towards her.
Well, you think that this woman saw hot dogs being launched and didn't become intrigued?
Just her eyes, like in the cartoons, turned into those hypnotic wheels. She started floating, and you're like...
She didn't want to ruin the integrity of the hot dog by catching it.
No, of course not.
Did she eat it?
Right, let's listen. Let's find out.
Bam. It, like, hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew. Nothing's broken, thank God.
My glasses fell off.
Shattered her glasses.
My glasses fell off.
My glasses flew. Nothing's broken, thank God. But, you know, it's going to be... It's sore. It's very sore.
Kathy McVay loves the Phillies and doesn't plan to take legal action, but she does have a message for fans.
Right? Just to be aware, you know, because you never know, you know. I mean, you would think, I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog.
Okay, use your arms, that's right. Move your head. I'm looking at this video, and almost every hot dog is launched up straight in the air and it comes back down. So
I don't think
landing is like... 4 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think that he was directly firing them at people in the front row.
And even if he was, I mean, you got to think, you see that thing pointing at you, you're kind of bracing and getting ready.
I have no idea how could it do that, it could give you a black eye. I have no idea.
Like, this guy was out for. If that's then maybe that's the case.
She has, like, no iron in her blood. Like, it's just, she bruises so easily.
I mean, her face is jacked up. It looks like she was in a car accident.
Yeah, it looks like she got hit in the face with a fist.
And I'm actually kind of surprised that none of the people around her, like, jumped and tried to grab it or anything like that. I mean, that's
a good hot dog. I mean, that's worth, you know, $2.50 if you go to the concession stand.
Well, that made me think of, like, all the times that, like, we've worked in radio and we've been responsible for throwing out free tchotchkes into a crowd. And I'm not kidding you, where, you know, you will have, like, a koozie. You know, a koozie from some bank that's now out of business or something, and you'll throw it into, like, the stands of something, and you'll see a guy who's, like, 40 just put his hand on a kid's face and push him out of the way. I've seen people at movie screenings, when you're throwing out radio station T-shirts, literally fall over the row in front of them and hit their head on the floor in order to get a T-shirt.
Well, we had prize pigs when we were in Atlanta. Because you had to do a million appearances to make money, and you would stand there... you would go to like the middle of nowhere, and the same 10 people would show up every time and mill around.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to win whatever garbage you were giving out. Like Yoo-Hoo. I remember I did one for Yoo-Hoo where we were just giving out Yoo-Hoo, and these stupid idiots came from like 40 miles away so they could pick up Yoo-Hoo, and they were pricks like the entire time.
And sometimes you'd see them at different appearances. They would find out where you were.
They were prize pigs. Yeah. No, they would not. Sometimes you'd see. They were literally at every appearance I ever did. There was a group of about 8 to 10 of them, and they would come out, and they were called prize pigs. And one of the best documentary ideas I heard was this guy that worked at the station saying he wanted to do a documentary about the pathetic lives of the prize pigs. No, it was a great idea.
All right. Well, have you ever seen someone lose their mind or get violent for a free item? Because whether it's something that was launched at a game or you've seen something that was a giveaway, what's the most violent you've seen somebody get? Now, Bird in the 617-779-0985, Bird in the other room, I asked him, I was like, what was the stupidest thing that you saw people, because he's worked on the street team for years. He's seen all of this. And Bird said that he saw two grown men fighting over, what was it, Bird? Was it a station, radio station pens? They're fighting over radio station pens at an event to the point where they actually had to get somebody in security to separate the two of them.
Well, it's amazing what people do. I told you the story after the Bruins were done with the NHL strike. The homemade meatball, they gave away like cheap food.
Oh,
at the
that was right. Yep,
you got a coupon, and people stood in line and missed the entire first period.
Yep.
So a ticket, the average ticket price is probably like $100. So you spent $100 and stood in line for one third of the game, so you could get an item that cost at most $5. It was fascinating. Like it was like a free Coke,
yeah,
or like a hot dog.
It's like
a veggie sandwich, which is just lettuce and between two pieces of bread.
Every once in a while, there's like a free ice cream cone day, and I remember I was on Newberry Street one time, and there was a line at the Ben and Jerry's that might have been a full block long. I mean, it might have been like 150 people, and the line wasn't moving that fast. Obviously, because it takes a while to scoop ice cream, and I'm thinking to myself, that's probably what $4. So you are like going to waste an hour and a half of your day for something that costs $4.
And the main point of money, a lot of it is saving yourself inconvenience.
Right.
Wouldn't you pay $4 to not have to stand in line for an hour and a half?
Sure, go to another ice cream place.
Yeah, just don't, or don't get ice cream.
Right. Just get it tomorrow.
Like if I went to the DMV and it was an hour and a half to get up to the front and I was in front of the line, would you not give me $4 to move up to my spot?
Probably would.
Yeah, of course you would.
I think I would.
Yeah. Of course you would, because waiting in line is one of the worst experiences in humanity. But for an ice cream cone, you got to do that.
All right, we got it.
All right, so we'll be back. 617-779-0985. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stats.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. A lady got hit in the face with a hot dog at a Phillies game. Rich and I in our careers have seen people do effed up stuff for the smallest of items. But first, Mark from Medford, 3,309 calls. Mark from Medford, go ahead.
What's up, Fred?
Hey.
Let me ask you a question. You said this lady was sitting about 30 rows away.
I don't know where she was sitting. Yeah, I'm not sure. That close.
Okay, because I think Bird is somewhere about 30 rows away. If that's the case, then it didn't get much air. So that means it's coming at that lady at about 40 to 50 miles an hour coming out of those CO2 guns. Okay, now picture it wrapped in duct tape. Of course it's going to leave a mark.
Well,
leaving a mark. But I thought you were going to say try to catch something going 50. That's what you were saying, right?
No, you said I can't believe she brews. She must have like...
No. Because what it says here is, Fred, let me throw something at you at 50 miles an hour and let's see if you catch it.
Yeah.
And then I would say, yeah, okay. Throw something at me at 50 miles an hour. I catch something going 50 miles an hour 4 days a week.
If you didn't see it coming?
Well, she said she saw her coming.
Oh, she said she saw her coming. Well, then that's just stupidity on her part.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Then I mean, don't act like something coming 40 or 50 miles an hour is,
honestly, God, if
like,
you caught your 8 or 9 year old son like we have, or you have too.
Honestly, my hand in front of a foul ball that some kid raked.
You want to practice pitching? I'll go catch for you. Go right ahead.
Right. Yeah. I mean, no, without a mitt. Like, if I'm coaching first base and I tend to ignore the balls, and a kid smacks a line drive and I'm, you know, 50 feet from him and I put my hand up, I mean, that's got to be going 50 miles an hour.
The other thing is, too, is someone, like, tweeted us and said, I read in the story that she had like, shoulder surgery, so she couldn't reach up. I'm like, well, still, move your head. You got time to duck.
No, but I just thought it was funny. And Mark from Medford's a good guy, but I just thought it was funny that he said, you try to catch something going 40 or 50 miles an hour. I don't know if I'll catch it, but I'll certainly block it. And I'll be no worse for the wear.
Fred, line 5 might be interesting.
But, Rich, before that, we heard that there was another guy on the field that was shooting out hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody tweeted that out. He goes, was there a certain gentleman that was standing along with the Philly Fanatic? And that was
triple head of it.
As everyone knows, he loves a good hot dog sliced.
Good point.
You know,
hogwash.
It was not hogwash.
You know that, like Kraft was would mosey out of the field and... Yeah, I just demand that they're sliced.
I mean, that would be the greatest. Imagine how crazy the crowd would go if he came out of the Patriots game with a hot dog cannon.
Nice and sliced. You like that, wouldn't you?
It's got that visual. That'd be
great. It would be the greatest thing ever.
Does ever get old? Do you ever not like having a nice hot grilled hot dog sliced? You like it, right?
Well, who doesn't like it? Everyone knows Robert Kraft.
Do you ever not like having a grilled hot dog sliced?
Hot dog! Sweetheart, call me RKK.
You like it, right? Hot dog, sliced hot dog.
I always buy them lemonade.
Cheers, hot dog.
No problem solved.
So I call him Mr. Lemonade.
Hot dog.
That's cool with me.
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog sliced?
For stopping by.
He's the best.
AJ, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm on my way to an event at Fenway today, and as part of it, Kevin Euclid and Kurt Schilling are going to be there signing autographs, taking pictures.
Good for Euclid. Hang on real quick. Good for Euclid to associate himself with a psychopath.
is that his choice? Like, are they part of the same charity or something, or what is this?
No, it's not charity related.
Okay. You know,
they're just probably getting paid handsomely for it. But,
I'm sure.
So I brought a really nice beer for you because I know that, you know, his brother owns a brewery and he's, you know, he's a beer guy. But I'm not sure if, like, I have to say hi to both of them, shake their hands, you know, all that. But if so, without getting fired, what should I say to Schilling?
Ask him who, like, the leaders of certain countries are, and if he can name them. Ask him, can you name, certain presidents? I mean, ask him basic current events.
Or just when he's standing next to Kevin Euclid, say, hey, Kurt, how much did you get for your Nazi uniform that you're selling?
That's better. That's what you do right there. That's what you do right there.
Because that's real. I mean,
Euclid is Jewish. So, yeah, go. So go. That's the best one. Rich is the best idea.
Well done.
So go up. No, seriously, go up to him and go, like, hey, do you still have all that Nazi stuff?
Yeah, I read at Boston.com that you were selling Nazi memorabilia. How much did you end up selling it for?
And then go, Kevin, did you buy any of it?
So are you guys going to give me a job after I get fired?
They're not going to. I know it's a corporate event. They're not going to fire you. You can just, I mean, why are they? They can't fire you for that. Just go. It's a legitimate question. Go, have you sold off all your Nazi paraphernalia?
I'll just say Fred Tucker asked me to ask
you that.
Okay, do that.
Do that. Please do that.
Please.
He doesn't know who I am, apparently. He keeps saying when he's asked about
me. Yet he tweets about us.
Yeah. That's a great question. You cannot get in trouble for that. They can't.
It's a news story.
No. And also, that's something you can't get in trouble for because then you could say, then it brings in that whole Nazi thing, and your company can't do anything to you about that. They really can't.
Well, I also wanted to ask about the trailer story. I don't know if you guys remember talking about that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sure. Of course.
Yeah. Why, yeah, you could also say, why did it break down? I also think it would be funny to go, like, who's the Prime Minister of Canada? like Captain Current Events.
You know where I can find a good broken down trailer there, Kurt?
Yeah. No, that you could get in trouble for. But if you go, hey, did you, were you able to get rid of all that Nazi stuff? They can't get, you can't get in trouble for that. You think a company's going to touch that? That the company's going to pretend that never happened.
All right, so, boys. We'll see you.
All right, good luck.
Call Rich tomorrow and let him know how it
works. Let's find out how it worked. Yeah, you, by the way, that sounds so crazy and the story's so nutty, but no, just Google it. And there's an article on Boston.com that's just called Here's Kurt Schilling's Nazi Memorabilia. And it's the stuff that he was trying to sell. And there it all is, right there for you to look at.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just the history behind it that, that he was a big fan of.
Well, sure. I mean, why not? You're big,
you know,
big
some people, you know, collect Confederate items or, you know, they collect things from wars. But why not adorn your home with framed Nazi memorabilia?
If you want to know how bad things are for the Miami Marlins, they're having a bobblehead night coming up, and since they have absolutely no stars, they need to find one quick that they can make a bobblehead that would actually get people there. So instead of having any of their players, instead, guess who they're having a bobblehead night of?
Jeter.
I'm a fireball.
Oh, yeah! Pitbull bobblehead night.
John just ran out of the studio.
Yeah! He just said, you know what? Book my ticket.
No, he just started running because it's a... You know,
that's what I run to, yeah.
Of course.
Every time he hears it, he goes, starts running.
It's like, this is on the playlist, right?
Not this song, but yes, Pitbull is on the
playlist. Why does he even bother rapping?
Because those are deep. Those lyrics are deep,
but
Fred.
Why? No, in all seriousness, like, why does he even bother, like, rapping? I mean, that song's not popular because he says words.
Mommy got an ass like a donkey with a monkey, look like King Kong. Welcome to the crib, real fast. That's what it is with the women down here.
I don't even know what he's saying there. Mama with an ass like a donkey with a monkey, look like King Kong. Sure, I'm cool with that.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. This biggity boy's a diggity dog.
See, that's a good song. There's no reason for him to be rapping.
you just filled it with like a singer or anyone other than
him? No, just nothing. Like,
face
just
down, booty up, timber. That's the way we like the world, timber.
Like, that is a, there's a great hook to that song.
You can't rhyme timber with timber either. That's not very good.
No. So my suggestion, if I was the producer, would be, why is he here?
Me not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak.
Okay.
Better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
Oh, you see, he rhymed Kodak with a Kodak. That's even worse than timber with timber.
Well, it's not a rhyme.
Genius.
No, that's
stating
just
the same word twice.
Twice. And by the way, nice dated references.
Well,
who's using a Kodak?
Well, I think that's the point, is that, you know,
you're outdated.
We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance. Like the roof on fire.
That might be the best one.
Oh, yeah. That's of...
That's on your play. Well, that is Fireball. That's a,
he's gotta hit me.
Yeah, that's Fireball, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. It's Fireball. It's not on my playlist.
Without hubris, might be the worst rapper of all time.
Ooh.
And I'm scanning my brain for someone
who's
a professional
major
MC.
Label MCs.
Yeah. You can't count, like, you know, mixtapes or anything. So MC Hammer was better than him.
Yep. Yes.
Vanilla Ice was better than him.
How about the dude from CNC Music Factory?
He's not a rapper.
Freedom Williams?
Freedom Williams is a rapper. He would consider himself a rapper. Take the vote for yours. I'm about to bet. I'm on the dance floor. Gonna make you sweat till you bleed.
Better than Pitbull? Boy, is Pitbull ugly.
Now, bang, bang, boogie, get that kitty little noogie in a nice, nice little shade.
I
gave Susie a little pat up on the booty, and she turned around and said, walk this way.
Okay, well, I mean, that's not very good.
Look at Pitbull's picture behind you.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's ugly, he can't dance, he's arguably the worst rapper of all time.
I got to tweet, Bismarckie is worse.
Oh, my God.
Bismarckie is kind of funny.
First of all, Bismarckie. No. First of all, Bismarckie is one of the original rappers of all time. And you play Pickin' Boogers, which is from like 83.
Okay.
No, Bismarckie, that's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing.
People are saying that because he sings off key, but that's kind of jokey.
No, that's one song.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But that's what people know. Who knows more Bismarck? The average person knows one Bismarck Key song. You admit that, right?
Yeah, but Bismarck Key was around with
A worse professional rapper than Pitbull.
All right, so we will break. We will rack our brains, and we will clear all these
People have questions for Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, clear all the Schilling calls and tell us if you can think of a worse rapper. Sports Up, we're Toucher and Rich.
We have a quick business to take care of, but we said, is there a worse rapper out there than Pitbull? And immediately we started getting some essay from 311, I think we all have to agree, is up there. And then, of course, this one.
Water, fire, air, and dirt. Magnets, how do they work? And I don't want to talk to a scientist. Y'all and getting me pissed.
Of course, the insane cloud posse, confused by magnets. Or not even really confused.
I'm not positive.
Fascinated.
I'm not positive that song's on the level. I think that they might have known that what they were doing there.
Really?
Yeah.
You give them that much credit?
They've created a brand that turned into a lifestyle.
Okay. Have you heard their other lyrics?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Okay. All right.
But they're not as bad as Pitbull.
What about this might be the one. Huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, there was a second Wiggins? Oh, what's beef? That's right. That's not the famous one. Yeah. I forgot. Wiggy did a second one. What's beef? Whatever the hell that was. No, that's not the good one. The good one is the one where he
Are you going to do anything?
Oh, no, no. That's the one where he tried to freestyle with Hardy. That might be the all-time worst one, without a doubt. No. I'm talking about the one. First up is Touch and Rich. One's real sensitive. The other's a bitch. Reggie from Detroit and a True Dreads fan. I'm from the Bean. Belichick's the man. We say that, but I know every single word of that damn song.
Yeah, because it's written in a nursery rhyme form.
Pretty much.
Paul, go ahead.
You know that song by Pitbull there, We Run the Night, he says, tickle the baby.
Oh, tickle the baby. That is pretty bad. That's weird.
Sure.
Sure.
Taking it back old school. Kill all these whack-ass rappers on 98 Mile. They ain't from Boston.
Nope, they are.
Show you how we do it.
At least he picked a very current.
Nobody's safe.
I actually like the fact that he picked this, to be quite honest.
That's how I'm going
to
get him.
Yes, of course you like it, because it makes it worse.
First up is Touch and Rich. One's real sensitive, the other's a bitch. Fridge from Detroit, and a True Jets fan. But up in the Bean, Belichick's the man. I'm from East Boston. Here's the place where we keep bad trophies in a case. So come here. And let me introduce my fist to your face, you bitch Rich. She understand, give her a pass, she a Celtics fan. But I'ma go hard on Gresham Zoe. Got a little fun before I go, my man Zoe. Yo, yo, I caught a couple passes from a while ago. Right before, 10 catches in the snow.
And Gresh, you have nexus of the get. Fat as hell and always talking about your football knowledge.
Glass house. Call him someone fat as Glass House.
You ever see Wiggy lately? It looks like you're Billy D. Williams if he got bit by 3 ticks in the middle of summer.
Or Billy D. Williams now.
Yeah.
Billy D. Williams now.
Yeah, baby, he works at Baby Beat Nuts and Q-Tip over there at Sister's. We're talking to the boss. They're going to decard him. He's not going to be allowed in our air. They're so worried about how distracted Wiggy will be when we officially move over there.
It's going to be great.
When did he call our show, Hardy? Last week, right? He had something. He called Felger and Maz.
Oh, God.
And very concerned.
He's going to spend more time in our studio than the one that he's on with.
You're being serious, too.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God.
Of course he will.
Yeah. Yes.
Hell yes.
That's all he's talking about, they said over there.
You know what beef is, though?
It's us?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
I'll show you.
And the time is so limited. He has to get it in 30 seconds.
I text Feldman, Mark Feldman, who's one of our old producers. He's over there producing our morning show. Mm-hmm. I said, what's up? And he goes, dude, I just sit there and I SMH, shake my head.
Taking it back old school.
Oh, we got the drivers.
Kill all these whack-ass rappers on 98.
Yeah.
They ain't from Boston.
No, they are.
No, they ain't.
Mm-mm.
No, that's a shame.
They ain't from there.
That's right.
Should we end the show with his it's still one of my favorite clips ever.
Oh, the freestyle with Hardy?
Is
absolutely.
The freestyle.
Yes. Oh, yes. Listen, he was filling in for me one of those days.
Mike, what's that one called? I'll see if I can find it, but it's like, it's
Are you going to do something?
It's called Zozo on Vacay.
I'm on vacation tomorrow.
You're out, too. I'm out, too, tomorrow.
This is the first time I ever just said, you know what? I want to take a day off.
That's what I did.
I got it. Fred, you can end the show a minute and 16 earlier if you want to.
All right. What do you got going?
We're starting Celtics. How about that? Big night for the Celtics tonight. And it's, we're not college basketball fans. None of us. I mean, we don't watch the game crazy. You know a couple names, but it's not name specific. It's more along the lines of, what do you want them to do? You know, big picture stuff. What do you want them to do? Is there anybody you'd be upset they get rid of? And I think we're starting there. We have finished Evil Genius. We're going to laugh at David Price. So how you like that one? That was awesome last night.
Yeah, all right.
Two for two now, Johnny. How about that? Yeah. Two ding-dongs leaving a park. Good night last night. Good stuff.
You guys enjoy yourselves. Woo! We'll leave you with this. Enjoy yourselves tomorrow, fellas.
Mm-hmm. All right. You have too. A good day off. Have a fun day off.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of pressure.
You guys go to picnic?
I can't.
Picnic?
Yeah, I'm going to swim.
No. Out.
Wow. Okay.
Out.
You're going to picnic?
I can't. I'm on air.
I know. It's a shame.
Good luck to Milo tonight in a big championship game.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Hey. Telling a kid standing over the plate, you going to kill the coon today?
No, the police came because they heard me on the air. They let him go. I guess there's two of them now. They've like
my daddy's had this cage. He had groundhogs. They chew through our wires. We had like lighting under a deck. You get them in a cage, one in the back. They're done.
Yep.
Dump them across the street.
But people then will go, you're like, well, so you're killing rats.
It's a stuff. Rat. Would you set a rat trap? Yeah. It is a fat rat.
Exactly. All right, everyone enjoy themselves. Have a wonderful weekend. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Here it comes. Yeah. Check. I grew up on the crime side. New York Times side.
Ooh.
Hold on. Hey.
What am I holding on for?
Just it's the intro. You got to have a nice intro. Yeah.
Are you going to do something?
Oh, you want me to do something?
Yeah, I thought I was free for
it. I thought I was having hype for it.